When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country. Best car buying experience ever online at Flemington.com. Award-winning House of Cupcakes, HouseofCupcakes.com, and Casa Gennaro's. Reservations, call 609-683-1212.
Hey guys, Bill Spadia here. Welcome back to the Speaking Podcast. I am here actually with about, a room full of my closest friends, my podcast co-host Jay Black and Jessica Gibson. We're here at the Comedy Cove in Springfield with our last contest winner, Chris Estrella, and the owner of the Comedy Cove, Gene Nagel. So here's what we're going to do. This is a very special podcast. We're going to go on stage and start the contest. We've got 9 comics tonight that I tried to limit to 3 minutes. Got overruled because I'm not really in charge. I think I'm blaming Jay.
I think you should always blame me.
Right? So now we're doing 5 minutes, even though I reminded everyone that I actually have to get up at 3:30 in the morning. So we're going to record the rest of this after we hear all 9 comics.
I think this actually helps you. I'll be honest with you.
Tell me why.
When you're lucid, it's harder for you to believe some of the stuff that you believe on the
radio.
It
is true.
You have to be a little loopy.
You got
to get into a place where you go, this makes sense to me.
Right? Exactly. So 2.5-3 hours of sleep is really much as I can
take. You and Trump both get 3 hours of sleep a night. There's a connection there.
I wish I could eat as often at McDonald's. I'm a little jealous of that.
You know what? I wouldn't be jealous of his gallbladder.
All right, are we going over the rules?
All right, let's go over the rules now for the podcast. Yes,
yeah, I agree. It's very awkward that I just jumped in.
No, that's good. Okay, okay. So
always,
Jessica,
when me and Bill are talking, jump in immediately.
Okay.
Always.
So, what are the rules? 5 minutes, not 3, but a tight 5. Hard.
A tight 5.
Like, shut it down at 4.
How are we going to stop? Gene, we're on the podcast now. Actually, Chris, say hello. Chris, our last winner.
Oh, hey guys, what's happening?
So we just told Chris that here's what happened: that we had a comic coming, John Kensel, and he was going to perform, so the crowd didn't leave while we were tallying the votes.
Right.
He is stuck in Pennsylvania. I think he forgot, Gene. I think he just totally forgot. Just texted Jessica, hey, I'm in PA right now. Is that good?
If he's not with the win, he doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
So I asked Chris Estrella, who won last time, can you do? You're 5. He's like, yeah, I can do 5. I'm like, can you do 10? And he's going to do 10.
How many votes are we counting up that you guys need 10 minutes?
We need 10 to record the podcast. That's what it is. We need 10 for the podcast. It's really more about the podcast. All right, so Gene.
We're good to go?
I think we're good. We got 9 comics.
Yes, sir.
How do we limit their 5 minutes?
I told them all about the light. They know what the light is at 4. They got 1 minute to get off. They get off at 1:05, but they can't get off at 1:30.
All right, fair enough. What's our grace period? Like 5 or 10 seconds?
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. All right, so we're going to start the show. I'm going to be introduced by the voice behind the curtain, and I'm going to bring in Jessica, and then we're going to bring, and hopefully you can read all of the notes that everyone wrote for their bios, but don't just give their name. It doesn't matter.
I gave it a skim.
All right, it's fair enough.
Yeah,
it's all good.
I think we're ready, Jay.
I think we're ready to
go. Actually,
she's professional.
She is a pro. This is as prepared as we have ever been.
Thanks.
Right.
This is way more prepared than before.
Everyone should know, judging comedy is harder for me than doing comedy.
All right, let me just say this. Jay actually gets angry.
If I see bad comedy, I get angry.
And you start to analyze it. Jay will be analyzing and overanalyzing for the next hour.
Just picture me squirming in a chair, wanting to jump up and go, you're doing it wrong. Every single time I see something.
It's hard sitting next to you. It's physically exhausting.
Well, that's just in general.
Yeah, that's true. But so, particularly during the judging table.
Yes, and it gets ugly. All right, so for you, we are about to jump forward in time. I knew I'd work time travel in.
Wow.
We are time traveling 45 minutes, a tight 45, Gene. And but for you, it's instantaneous.
Right.
We'll see you in 45 minutes
right
now.
That's like the shortest show I think we've ever done here.
Are we back, Jay?
We're back.
We are back. Hey, look at that. We time traveled an hour.
Has gone by.
For you, seconds.
I'll be honest with you. Some of those 5 minutes felt like an hour.
It was a little rough today.
Yeah.
Gene is here. So, Gene, we are recording our second half of the podcast. We have transformed into
time travel?
We did. Did you notice how that? I've always wanted to time travel in a podcast, and we did it. So I have a couple of favorites.
I do as well. Yes.
Let's talk about the ones that are not going to make it first.
Well, we want to be nice.
I don't want to be negative.
Okay. All right.
All right, Jessica's here.
Want to have a break in the action?
I thought so, only because I thought he would come back and we would hear Chris's input. But I'm hoping that Chris Estrella, who is now on stage performing, mm-hmm. gave us good notes?
Notes. Do we have?
We
his
do
notes?
Have his yeah. notes.
So here's.
So I think that it's. I'm going to just say this. It's down to three people for me.
Yes.
Ron Skirkanish.
Yep. Thought he was great.
Jason Brown.
Yep.
And Jim Donzie. Now, I also like Vinny Vitale.
For the first 4 minutes.
But I want to give him, like, I think this is right. constructive criticism.
As I said to.
Is he in your class?
Well, he's not in your class. This is my open mic, so.
So, what are your thoughts? My thought is, right, like 4 minutes. The Fonzie thing was very funny. Yep. The jacket was mm-hmm. great.
Yep.
He was funny. And then it just, I don't know what happened.
He had a
the
good
last
presence.
Minute.
It went, yeah. He watched the whole room. He talked to the whole room.
Yeah.
He picked out the grandma.
The kid could be
into
good.
It. I mean, he really did a nice job. And I said, why would you do that? He right. says, I know, I had this idea about trying that new stuff at the end. He says, I had him. I said, yeah. And he lost them.
Like, had him where I thought yeah, he was in the lead.
Absolutely. Yeah.
By minute three and a half.
Gene,
do you agree?
I've been working here for years, and I think you know my philosophy is no new material ever. You just do what works. Yeah. I haven't written a new joke in 12 years, and I stand by that philosophy.
So I think, though, for the next contest, I don't think he can win tonight because he's got to work on that end.
Yes.
He got pissed. And yeah. He can't get pissed.
He knows it. He came to the back room.
Yeah.
He knows it.
But I think that he should be invited back.
Oh, for sure.
To our next contest.
I think he should be encouraged and just
He could be very good.
Yeah, he's got great
very
presence. He was right. my front runner until he melted down
I
at the end.
I also liked Ron. I thought Ron, with he hit the race issue.
Oh, that was great.
Was really funny.
The callback was
excellent. But he's okay.
Yeah.
The callback was great.
Two of them. Boom, boom.
Yep.
Yeah. So he's good too. And then Jason, I liked. Was he broccoli guy?
He's the broccoli guy.
Yeah. What did you think of broccoli guy?
I thought he was going to win until the Jim Donzie came up and I was laughing about pizza for 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think
it was great.
I don't want to make this a habit because we did this with Chris Estrella. Like he did
one story.
I don't want people to listen to the podcast and go, oh, the key to win is just do one story. But the fact that he had a complete 5 minute chunk that was funny throughout, had callbacks, and was about pizza and was clean. It was really
right.
good,
Some
Jim Donzie.
Really crude. I think the takeaway, we're not name names, but if you're listening, but I think some of the really over-the-top crude stuff doesn't work.
Right. Especially...
Unless you're established, I think. Maybe you throw out a zinger at the end. But when you start with it really crude, I think it's a turnoff.
What I always say...
The audience reacts poorly.
What I always say to young comics is, crude stuff is like a rocket launcher. They don't give it to privates. Right? You will eventually earn a rocket launcher, but like your first day of basic training, they don't give you a rocket launcher and go, have at. Like you learn all the other stuff first, and then you get the rocket launcher. So do the dirty stuff after a few years.
You wrote that 12 years ago?
I wrote that 12 years
ago.
I have not deviated, Gene, from that bit. So, Jessica, I think Jim Donzie kind of came up at the end and just sort of...
Am I the only one hungry for pizza?
Yeah. I knew you would love it.
I want pizza.
Yeah.
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 Right?
I yelled at
Donzie and I liked Ron.
Yeah.
I liked Ron, too.
Ron was at the last competition.
He did great. I think
Wait,
we should...
How come I don't remember him from the last one?
He did
this
well.
Must be a new
he
set.
He was more nervous.
Yes, he was more nervous. Than the, he was. He didn't I mean, do
this
as well
was,
as...
This was time, really
yeah.
good.
Yeah, he was really good. He was... Yeah, I like Jason Brown a lot, too. I thought he did great. And honestly, I think he was the winner. Right up
there. Like he was my favorite.
He was the big guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, talked about the broccoli and the gym.
The broccoli was awesome.
Yeah.
That was really funny.
Yeah.
I'm really torn.
The person who talks to you at the, is it your birthday?
The cashier.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I know
no,
someone whose birthday is, like, celebrating their birthday today. I'm like, come on, people do
That's
celebrate
funny.
Their Anyway.
So it's down between Jason and...
Two people. One comes in on Friday night and one comes in on Saturday.
Oh, I was going to say, why don't we announce someone on the radio, too? Did you want to do that?
Yeah, I think we should pick the winner tonight, though.
Okay.
Really?
Because I think they should have the week to prepare.
The rest
I was thinking
of the week?
About that.
Okay.
Right? Like, I was thinking we kind of sprung it on Chris, like, Thursday, and he had to be ready the next day. I mean, we just did it to him now. We're like, hey, can you fill in? Because Kensel didn't show up.
Yeah.
By the way, John, Kensel, what were you doing in Philly? Like, you should have never been at the PA Turnpike 15 minutes before you were supposed to go on.
Yeah, I think he literally thought he could time travel. He's been listening to you, and he was like, I could just get there.
I can do it.
Was Chris ready to go up there?
Well,
Well, he's got the material.
That's the thing about comedy. You shouldn't have to be. You just go.
He has his five ready. So I'm like, can you do 10? Because I need more time to talk about the judging.
He said he could do 15.
Yeah, he'll just
be fine. I told him when we get out, they will light him when we're ready.
Yeah.
Do we want to let him know? Or do we? I feel like the radio, it's good promotion. That's the only thing I'm thinking of. You know, like, wouldn't it be nice to...
What do we put up there?
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know. I like the idea of two winners.
Would the radio be tomorrow or Friday?
I think it would have to be tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow's okay.
Or Thursday.
Yeah, why don't you do it tomorrow morning? Tell everybody.
So what do? You would narrow it to top three?
Yes, and do it tomorrow because then you get a little bit of a bounce out of that, too.
That's fine. Because we're talking about it. who are the top three?
I think that's Jason Brown, Jim Donzie, and Ron Skirkanish.
I'm with you.
Ah, all right. Yeah, I know. I guess, and Vinny's the fourth.
Yes. Yeah. I really like Vinny. And if he didn't go
over...
I like
him, too.
I think that's a pull aside and say you won until you kept going.
Yeah. You know, just stop. More than just kept going where it started not to work.
Right.
It was kept going past, like, three lights.
Yeah.
So when you got to have the shining light in your face, you know, and we that was a hard,
poker
fast
joke.
Rule.
I mean, that poker joke at the end. He's not starting another one,
right.
Is he?
I know. So that I think that's an automatic disqualification.
Absolutely.
So but we're going with Ron, Jason, and Jim.
There we go.
And we'll tell everyone we're going to announce the winner
right
on the show tomorrow. So let's not drop this podcast until after the show, because Jim Donzie actually won.
Oh, okay.
What? Well, you didn't just drop our podcast Wednesday morning.
I mean, we could drop it right after the show. You just say it's a special.
Yeah, either way, I think it's fine.
Well, you know what I could do, Jessica? What I'll do is I'll record like a little, hey, the podcast is a little bit late, because that'll go at midnight. Just stick around. You're getting the real podcast at 8:30 after we announce. And then I'll just...
Do we agree? Are we all... Is that our top three? Ron, Jason, Jim?
I think that's our top three, but don't you want to do... Are we going to do two winners? Jason on Friday, Jim on Saturday?
What do you think?
Jessica, you're the deciding vote.
I think it's all on you. I don't see why not.
We like
okay.
Jason, do you think they both have 10 minutes?
Yeah. Well, I think it's five, right? Isn't it five?
Let's just do five.
Okay.
Yeah, because you'll open. I'll do 10.
Then you got Troy Moore, right?
Right. The guest will do 5. Troy will do 20. You'll do
7.5 hours. I will do a solid 355 minutes.
That they're going to argue over Friday and Saturday. Can we decide now who will perform Friday?
Well, Jason went first. He'll do Friday. Jim went second. He'll go Saturday.
Oh, so we've taken Ron out of it then.
Do we just decide this on the radio in the morning?
I don't know. I feel like we should vote, but there are four of us.
Well, what do you mean? Like, what are we voting on?
Well, do we really want...
Yes, guys.
All right.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So let's
bring up our top three.
Let's announce our top three.
Tell them we'll be out in 5 minutes?
Yes. Yes. Tell them to order another beer.
Or closer time.
All right.
Or closer time.
Okay. So wait, what are we worried about here? Do we want to do one or two? Is that what we're worried about?
I like the idea of two. Okay. I like that idea.
So let's give Jason Friday and Jim Saturday.
Let's get a shot, and then we'll see who gets a better reaction.
All right.
How are we doing on sales? At either night better than the other?
I didn't look at the nights, but we got about 20 online.
Right now, I got two big birthday parties on Friday, so it looks like Friday's going to be better than Saturday right now. But Saturday always picks up at the last minute, always.
So I think we do Jim on Friday.
Okay.
If they have birthday parties, you got people coming to celebrate.
All right, so Jim Friday, Jason Saturday.
Right, that's what I think.
That's a good idea.
All right. So are you coming in tomorrow?
I can, yeah. Do you want me to?
Let me see what my schedule is.
All right, in the meantime, why don't we wrap up and say, we have two winners, everybody. Well, it's loud. I don't want them to hear. We have two winners, everybody. We've got Jim and Jason. They were great. All the competitors were fantastic.
They were all great.
But
you can see where they are in their development.
Yes.
Some, this was clearly one of their first times doing it. And God bless them. I think it is so hard to do it. Everybody gets credit for being up there.
Absolutely.
And hopefully we gave you some constructive criticism.
Absolutely.
And I think that we're going to see some of these guys back. So I think, we'll do this. When we do this again, in probably whenever we do it, in the winter or February, where we decide to do it.
September?
September works.
Yeah, I think we should do it in September.
I'm looking for some dates,
great.
And I'm going to give you dates now. I mean, tomorrow,
agreed.
Next day,
okay.
So we have them set aside.
So our top three that we're going to announce now, Ron, Jason, Jim, and then on the air tomorrow, which you will already hear because you've now time traveled again, second time on the podcast.
Yeah. I'm digging in.
Yeah. You digging in, of course.
Jim will be Friday, Jason on Saturday.
I love it.
All right.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap, guys.
That's it. Thank you.
Thanks for coming to our podcast, everybody.
Hey, everybody. It's your good friend, Jay Black. It is 7 a.m. the following morning. And number one, it's super early. Waking up this early was so much easier when I was addicted to stimulants. But now that I'm a regular person just waking up, I don't understand how anybody does this. I think we should either, one, legalize all stimulants and we just take them till we all die at like 30, or two, which is probably the better one, just never have anybody start doing anything until like 1 p.m. and then it should be done like 1:45. We just have like one super productive 45-minute stretch. That's it. Anyway, I'm getting it out of the bounds of the show. So you just heard the podcast, and Jason Brown, who was one of our co-winners, after we told him that he was one of the co-winners, he explained that he actually had gigs this Friday, Saturday. So he can't fulfill his duties, which... I understand that duty is a very solemn word. We have like call of duty, and we have like all sorts of words associated with duty. It's just funny. I just giggle every time we say duty. I honestly think that once we like knock out that 45-minute 1 o'clock idea, we should all get together, come up with a new word for duty. He can't fulfill his role, so it you know, everybody just gets, you know, Jason is out, so you know. Jim still stays in his role, but we also brought in Ron. So Ron, who was, you know, basically, I mean, he was, you know, if it was Jim and Jason is 1 and 1A, you know, Ron was really like 1.AB. Does that make sense? He was like right up there. Anyhow, he's going to be fulfilling the role. So you can still get tickets to come see Bill, myself, Jessica, Troy Moore, and now the very funny Ron and Jim. Both fantastic, both there, both nights. If you want to come see the show, just go to I shouldn't even say www anymore. You know what the World Wide Web is, but just go to the internet thing, whichever one you use, go to nj1015.com. Find the Bill Spadia face, is, you know, face of Bill. Click on it. You can pretend like you're poking him, like, oh, I don't agree with you, or hey, nice work on politics, or whatever it is, you know, you want to interact with. And then a link to the Comedy Cove shows that are running this Friday, June, well, what's today, the 12th? It's early. 12, 13, but June 14 and 15 at the Comedy Cove. If you're listening to this, you know, in a reasonable amount of time after it drops, come see us. It's a lot of fun. And I wish I could go back to sleep, but I got to go work with stupid Bill and do stupid radio because it's early. I got to drive like this. In fact, I probably will just get an Uber. How much is an Uber from my house to NJ1015? If you know the answer, buy a ticket to the show and come and tell me. Anyhow, hope to see you on Friday and Saturday, and hope you like me on the radio with Bill announcing what you're just hearing. All right.
The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at House of Cupcakes, serving you in Princeton, East Brunswick, Clifton, and Saudi Arabia. The winner of Cupcake Wars offers 35 different flavors, perfect for a special occasion or just a sweet treat. Houseofcupcakes.com. The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country. 16 brands of cars and trucks. I'm a loyal customer buying my last two trucks there and can tell you no one beats the deals or offers better service. Visit Flemington.com. The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at Casa Gennaro's on Route 27 in Kingston. Call 609-683-1212 for reservations. They're open for dinner every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Ask for my favorite special, the Veal Spadia. Best Italian food in Jersey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.